Hi, everybody, and welcome to The Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And what we do here at The Liars Club is we have two of our comedy pals come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is the truth and one is a lie. And then we try to figure out which one is a lie. We'll ask questions. Don't get nervous, fellas. And our on-air producer here, Austin Lane Walker, will take questions from you, the audience, since I'm looking at you right now. And if you have anything you want to say, please write it down on the YouTube replies. Right, Jessica? Will you please...
Write it down.
Will you please introduce our wonderful guest today?
Yes, over to my left, this gentleman. We all know him from the movies. Mean Girls, Bully. I also saw him on some College Humor stuff recently. It was hilarious. It was so fun. Also, there was a time I worked at iOS working the door, and I screamed at you, and I was like, oh, I know you. And you were like, yeah, bitch, whatever. Danny Francesi.
Yes, hi. How you doing?
Welcome to the show.
I don't know if yeah, bitch was the exact words. Maybe essence of attitude.
But because I was like confusing you, because obviously I'd seen you on the movie, and I thought I knew you.
Oh, right.
One of those. Yeah, I'm sorry.
She can't contain herself. And the worst part is when she's actually in a movie and it's screening somewhere and she's the whole time during the movie, that's me! It's fucking embarrassing.
I'm like, yeah, bitch.
Yeah. That's you and everybody else in that audience. Continue. And
I'm very excited to introduce this gentleman. He is a huge radio personality. You've seen him or listened to him with Opie and Anthony. He's regular at the Comedy Cellar on the East Coast. He also has a podcast, You Know What, Dude. And they're doing that tonight in the Belly Room.
We are.
Here at the Comedy Store.
I think around eight people are going to be there, but yes, we're doing
it. There's more than that. I saw that.
Okay.
You got more, but more should come.
Okay, good. Yeah, come down. It's going to be my first time doing a show in the Belly Room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite room. That's the room I started in. That's my favorite room in the whole country.
That's what I hear, that people say the Belly Room's awesome.
Yeah, because it's so little, the laughs just peel off the wall.
All right, that's great. I'm excited. It should be good.
Yeah, it should be good, because our show was supposed to be up there, but now it's you, so it's good.
Is this some type of hit?
Yeah.
Is this a setup?
Lock the doors, Michael.
Yeah, you guys going to murder me?
This is Robert Kelly, you guys. Robert Kelly.
Robert Kelly. Thank you so much, Robert.
Thank you so much.
You know, I actually met you last year in Montreal. I do the photographs for the Comedy Pro events. And so I photographed you doing your podcast. You did it last year, right?
That's right. Yeah, we did it last year with, was that the one with Kyle Groom sat in for Mrs. Pat?
I think
Mrs. Pat didn't show up. She was late. So Kyle pretended to be Mrs. Pat.
Yeah.
Because he was black. And no, I'm kidding. No, I'm not kidding. That's exactly what it is. But, you know, he actually got a brain tumor this year, and he just recovered from it.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
What's the recovery time on a brain tumor?
It's almost weird because he was really quick. He went in, got the surgery, and he's fine.
Wow.
They went in, took the tumor out, and he's fine.
But, so they must have been able to just clip it right.
I guess that's the medical term. Just clip that tumor right out of that skull.
I think it's as easy as that. Yeah, it's like grapes.
Yes, exactly.
Just go ahead and clip it right out and sew that head back up. And there you go. Tell your jokes.
It's like a skin tag on the inside.
Yeah, it's like a skin tag on your eyelid.
Well, Robert is here today because you actually know him from what? Tell us the story.
Well, we met through Mike Calta, who has a radio show, terrestrial show down in Tampa, number one down there. Yeah. And Mike and Bobby have been friends for a long time, so I was introduced to Bobby through Mike's show when I was in high school and became a fan. And then last year I got to meet Bobby in October on the Calta cruise, and in Mexico we had a beautiful time.
Yeah, we made love.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Like two little baby whales on the beach.
I've since repented.
What did Austin here look like when he was a teenager? Do you remember?
We didn't know each other then.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, I could imagine like a doll.
Yeah.
Like a Civil War doll.
That is so true.
He looks like a fat Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
Well, I need my fat Adam Sandler to do some roles.
Well, I say that because I'm chubby.
Right. We can call each other that.
Yeah.
No, but American girl dolls have boys? Because if not, you could be the first one.
We can make that.
But if you look at his eyes, he has like the original like pilgrim.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Like
he could be on.
Before we started banging Indians, like it was just white people fucking white people in England. You know what I mean?
I have very pure genes. Yeah, like,
before we got that Steven Seagal slant, you know.
Right. Yeah, he does just look like he could be an actor on Boardwalk Empire, though, right?
Yeah, he just has those round white man doll eyes from.
They're beautiful, I know. Yeah.
It's a Puritan look. Like, yeah, his family has burned witches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely has a look like, I eat a lot of bologna.
Well, actually, only fried bologna.
Right.
Bologna is fucking good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Get that out of the way.
I actually had some bologna for lunch today. So.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. There you go. I know my whiteies.
That's actually what my wife calls my penis.
Bologna. Oh, really?
Is it a truth or is it a lie?
Well, that could actually be a pretty huge compliment. Wow. There you go. All right, so we're going to go ahead and start.
Oh, I'm sorry. She says it smells like bologna. Okay. I fucked up.
Oh. All right. That's very descriptive. And it'll never leave my brain. Every time I see you, I'm going to be, there's Robert Kelly with a cock that smells like bologna.
If it pours that, you're home.
Well, it's better than soup dumplings.
Yeah. Whatever you need to believe. Anyway, Robert, why don't you go ahead and start off with your first story?
Okay. Now, do I tell a story and then he goes, or do I tell both?
No, you tell your first one, whatever order you want to tell it, and then he'll go. We'll rotate it around.
Okay, great. I used to live here for 2 years back in the day. Actually, maybe 2.5 years. I booked some pilot. I wound up staying way too long. I thought I was going to go. It never went. But I stayed. I literally stayed for 2 years thinking they were going to. Like, so I was going to get a call.
Yeah.
You know, adrenaline runs on.
Right.
And it never, so I kind of got depressed. I was living with the girl who was kind of my girlfriend. It was a weird girlfriend thing, who is now my wife.
Oh.
But back then.
But then there was no romantic.
We were.
Just roommates, and then it kind of snuck up on you?
We dated in Boston. We're both from Boston. I moved to New York. She moved to LA. I came out here for the pilot, stayed with her, never went. We kind of stayed together. And then over time, we moved back to New York. And in New York, we fell in love.
Nice.
Okay. So now, woman of my dreams, you know.
Wonderful.
You know, but back then, I was a piece of garbage. I was like a sexual hunk of shit. And I used to do all kinds. I was just addicted to sex. It was just my thing. And I got into weird things, and I got into this. I liked massages. I liked hand jobs because I thought it was not cheating. I thought it was therapeutical. Yeah, therapeutical. What is that word? I thought it was therapeutic. I think most guys still think
you're
that,
releasing
by the way.
Your chi.
I think it's the natural progression of any massage. I think at the end of the massage that should happen either by you or her. But anyways, I liked that, but I didn't like to go to the ones that Robert Kraft go to. I liked a mature.
You mean the sex slave ones? You didn't want to go into that one.
I didn't like that. I didn't like the sex trafficking.
Were they cooking outside the mini mall their lunch?
Yes.
You're like, hey, put down that bok choy and come give me a hand job.
You're like, throw me some bologna on that grill.
You go in the back room, there's just six people to buy a frying pan. Just trying to get some food. I liked, they had the LA Weekly, I believe.
Okay.
And in the back of that,
right,
you could go. And I liked looking for mature women. I liked women in their 50s who gave massages and would, you know, kind of take it to the end. But the reason why
Do you have mom issues?
I don't. I like a bargain.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't like where this is going. And then,
you always got way more with them. What happened was I found one. And she lived, I don't know where she lived, maybe over by going towards Santa Monica. And you went up there and she put you in a robe and you would sit and have a tea and you would tell her, she would ask you your problems. And then she would talk to you about your problems. And then she would give you this massage. And she was, you know, kind of a bigger woman. She had really big breasts and she was around 50 maybe. And she would
when she like leaned over you, her boobs would.
No, she'd take
brush
them out. She would do it topless.
So she wanted them
to
brush.
Oh, yeah, no, it was part of it. But she'd give you this massive, great massage and then do this crazy stuff with your penis and oil from, I don't know, it was like butter. It felt like butter.
What do you mean crazy stuff?
Like, I don't know, like it was, I think she had like a jar of something that she would heat up and then scoop it onto your
shortening,
penis.
Shortening, jar shortening?
I don't know what It's Crisco. I don't. It had a butter consistent. Like, it was homemade.
What is it? Just like bacon fat drippings?
I don't know. It was like hot peanut butter. I don't know what it was.
Homemade lube. Okay.
And she would, she would bring you into this room, and then she'd shower you off. And then she'd bring she'd bring you back out, and she would give you you'd sit back down with your tea. You'd have more tea. And then she'd talk to you about the problems you brought up earlier, and she would give you a crystal, a stone to help you with that, whether it was anxiety or anger or whatever. And you'd leave. And it was $125 for a 3-hour holy God.
Well, yeah, you get a shower, you get a stone, you get homemade lube.
You get tea.
Yeah. Tea? Right. I mean, that's all included.
Yeah. But let me ask you.
All equals $4.95.
Let me ask you this. So when she brought the tea at the very end, were you like, fuck, I just want to get out of here. Enough with this fucking tea bullshit.
You would think you would be. No. I mean, not at all. She just washed me like a god. And now I'm sitting there in my robe, and I was very relaxed. And no, I felt great. But I lost the number, and she, you know, back then you had to go to the LA, and sometimes it wasn't there again. You know, she'd stop for like whatever. So I was trying to find a new one, and I did. I found this woman up by, you know, Whiskey A Go-Go up there's a hill. Uh-huh.
Right, so right over here.
Okay, so if you go up there, I drove up. It was the same price, older woman, and I—
Older than the other lady?
Well, you couldn't tell. You know what I mean? So I got there, and it was a beautiful house up on that hill, and she opened the door. She had to be around 74.
No.
She had a negligee on that didn't fit anymore, kind of just drooped off her. And I remember when she she saw me, and I was in my prime. I think I was like 20. I had to be like 26 or 27.
This is what you came up when you were 26, 27?
Yeah, I had all my hair. I was in shape. I mean, she opened the door and she was like, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, and she literally was like, hi, do you still want to do this? And I was like, yeah. That's $125. Of course, I like a bargain. I told you, right? So she took my hand. I remember when she took my hand to go in her house, because of the arthritis, she couldn't like hold it. So I had to kind of just palm her knuckles, right? And then we went in. She had an elevator in her house. We got in this little baby elevator, and we went up to the second floor of this. I don't know why we took the elevator.
Because she's 74. With arthritis.
You know, the elevator was shaped like a chair on the stairs.
And I remember we went upstairs, and there was, I think, I had to be like 100 cats. Just a lot of cats looking at me like I'm a piece of shit. Like they fucking hated me.
They saw
me
through you.
So, I you know, took my clothes off, and I lie on the bed, and she's, you know, giving me this massage, and she really can't give massages anymore.
Right.
It's almost just like she's just rubbing
with her knuckles, right?
I was going to massage school, and I found out I have arthritis.
Right.
So I stopped. But yeah, I mean, it's, I can imagine at 74 too, trying to.
Yeah, it was all right. It was, you know, she did her best, and I kept opening my eyes, and there was this one cat just staring at me like, I'm gonna fucking murder you.
What did it look like? What is it? Was it a tabby, a calico, a Siamese? What are we talking here?
I don't know what that is, but it was like sandy. It had like brown and blonde and black. It was a bunch of different colors together.
Calico.
Okay, and there was the big fuzzy fat face, and it was mad at me.
Calico Persian?
I don't know, like a big fat head.
Right.
So she.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
I hate when you're having sex with someone and they don't control their animal around it. You know what I mean? Like, that's my personal pet peeve. Like, when you're having sex with someone and then the animal.
Like, put it in the kennel, bitch.
Yeah, but when it's a little cat, it's a big difference. And when it's. I was dating this guy last year, and he had a big fucking dog. And every time we have sex, the dog would literally be like. Yeah. Right? And I'd be like, get your fucking dog under control. Like, it's. And he'd be like, no, the dog
room.
Likes it. It's all good. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was. I had wished there was another room.
Right.
I wish there was a not non-cat room. There was literally 100 fucking cats.
Yeah.
That was just the one that was staring me down.
Okay.
Did you know that 90% of calico cats are female?
I did not know that.
Jesus, you know?
Thank you so much. It made my eye twitch. So I remember in the 125, she stops massaging me. She's like, okay, honey. And I'm like, okay, you know, but in the ads, like she stops, she's done. And she has me to, wants me to roll over and, you know, whatever. And I was like, excuse me, in the ad, it said it was $125 for the massage and a prostate massage. Because I like getting my butt rubbed. And she went, do you want that? And I was like, I go,
have you not seen my knuckles?
I go, if it's in the price, like if it's in the deal.
If it's in the package. Yeah.
I do. Like, I don't want to get charged active, but if it's in the 125.
Oh my God. That's so Jessica, by the way. And then she'll ask, do I get a military discount? Wow.
So happy Memorial Day.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service. So yeah, I was like, yeah, I do. So she was like, she was pissed. She was like, all right, just give me a second. Cause she had to go put gloves on. Cause she can't, you know, she could jerk me off with her regular hand and just wash her head.
With that claw.
But you can't just stick your, you can't stick your talon in my asshole without gloves.
Oh, no.
So I just remember.
Oh, no, with gloves is perfectly fine though.
So she had to go all the way down with elevator, make sure none of the cats got in the elevator, go downstairs, get a glove, come
back.
No,
she had them right there. They were over the, but the cats were looking at me like, you piece of shit. They were so mad at me. I mean, I've never seen cats usually love me. These cats fucking hated me. And I remember hearing her trying to shimmy these gloves over her knuckles. It took like 15 minutes.
It's probably because they know when a man comes over like you would,
right,
in her business,
right,
you make mama feel shame.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And they feel it.
Yeah, well, there you go. Talk to mama.
Okay. Mama needs to put gloves on to make Banana cry.
Tell mommy to sell that house in the hills and get an apartment.
Yeah, no shit, right. Get a condo.
Yeah, get a condo.
They don't have to give fucking guys 50 years, your junior, fucking prostate.
Be better with
massages.
Your money. Should I go get your residuals, you weirdo. So I remember she came back and she put some stuff on her hand and she couldn't give me a prostate massage, so she just rubbed my asshole with her like twisted knuckle. And it actually worked better than, you know what I mean, than a regular knuckle.
What, like this?
Right.
It was kind of like, I don't know, you can't twist it the way you can't do it, cuz it was arthritis, so it went like the knuckle was swollen almost like a little knob. Do you know what I mean?
I just want to see how far you go with the description. I'm like, yeah.
Well, because on arthritis, like you have, like you can't do it. You can do this, but her knuckles were swollen. Uh-huh. So when she was rubbing it, it was like a little ball,
right? Just
rubbing around my asshole.
She said rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes.
Yeah.
My question is this, and so what position were you in when she was doing that?
Well, I was on my stomach at one point, but I slowly creeped onto my knee, my knees, and then I arched my back, and that's when it got a little carried away with her. She kind of, I remember her touching my bum and put, like, don't do that. That's weird. That's, you're getting weird. I was presenting and she was like, let's start.
That's when the cats were like, hey, we know what this is about.
I'm here to give a hand job. I'm not a guy fucking you. Okay. So I have a big knuckle, but it's not bigger than that. So, and I remember she did that and then she jerked me off and I came. And she really hard, by the way. I remember coming and then like opening my eyes and being like, oh, you know, after you come, you're like, and then you realize what just you did. And then I just saw a cat, that disdain looking at me like, you piece. Like, it felt like it was one of my relatives that died. It was just like, you piece of shit.
Isn't that what the Egyptians thought with cats?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me ask you this question. I'm very fascinated by this whole story. I just, you have no idea. So my question is, when she was doing that to you, so you were face down, like,
Face down.
Yeah. Did you close your eyes and pretended you were in another spot, or were you like, no, bring this funky shit on?
No, I actually was it. The funk, the weirdness of it, I was into it. I was not. I was not pretending I was somewhere else. I was pretending it was something else. I was this is what's happening right now. Uh-huh. There's an old woman in a negligee that doesn't fit with arthritis rubbing my asshole right now. I was with 100 cats watching.
Did she use oil as well?
She used a little oil.
Was it like old lady smelling oil?
Smelled like mothballs.
Oh, so did you leave with like cat hair on your penis? Back?
What?
Did you leave with cat hair on your penis?
She did lint brush me at the end. She offered me a lint brush.
So she washed you off and...
Oh my God.
That is true.
If you're lying, that is fucking genius.
There was a lint brush. You're right about that. There was a lint brush at the end.
But like, did she lint brush your penis?
No, not my penis. She, you know, she was just, you know, do you want to use a lint brush? And I was like, no, let me get the fuck out of here. I have to take this weird elevator ride down one floor with her. Yeah, I remember. Wow. It was sweet. I remember when I was leaving, I looked and there was like a Mercedes in the drive. I was like, it made me go like, who? She was somebody at some point. Somebody, I mean, to live here, have a Mercedes, an elevator. At some point, you had a bunch of friends over, and this is our elevator. And you didn't know that life was just gonna fucking.
Right.
That was everything comes to an end.
Right.
And now you have some asshole from Boston, and you're rubbing his asshole with your knuckle.
Well, she might have been the help, and the owner might have been out of town.
You know, oh, you mean this. maybe.
I don't but also, think so, it could guys.
Be. Well,
could
Leah,
be sadder
well,
she, than that. Maybe she just
is that
does.
What they're saying?
Maybe she just does this now for the company.
Yeah, well, she helped. No, I don't know if it was. I think it was for the money.
Oh, you and think it was like the lady that is over conversational at the cash register? The old lady. It's
yeah.
like that. Like
I used
I'm
to
so
take,
lonely. I'm going to put an ad in the LA Weekly.
I used to take this old lady her newspaper from the driveway, just trying to help her out, and then uh-huh. she would make me stay and like cook dinner, and we'd have to watch TV together.
Let me ask you a question: did she rub your asshole
with a knuckle?
Like, I don't think
then shut the fuck up.
The old lemony snicket finger.
Well, Leah, our faithful uh-huh, okay. listener, thought for sure
welcome,
that the beautiful house atop the hill was a weird comment. And then she thought that if she can't even hold your hand going into the place,
yeah.
how could she have the strength to give you a violent
yeah, yeah, because, you know, like Jim Carrey used to have this joke when he was first here at the comedy store, like way back then, about stabbing. You know, when you're stabbing someone with and then your arm gets all tired and then you have to stab with your left hand. Like, did she have to do that? Like when she was giving you a hand
yeah.
job, was she, her little 70-year-old chicken wing get all tired, then she had
no,
to do it with the other hand?
No, she could get her hand. Like it wasn't like a full, it was almost like the bottom two. It like loosened as the top went. Like she grabbed it like this. And I mean, it was fine. It wasn't a bad hand job. I mean, I was naked. You know what I mean? And she was massaging me and going kind of by my groin and uh-huh. by my testicles a little bit. And by the time she tried to roll me over, I was really ready to rock it. I was ready to go. And then she grabbed my penis like that. And that's when I was like, excuse me, in the ass. Just one sec. But then she was like, all right, you want? And then I rolled over, and that's when she did the rest. And she just reached around. And I was on a towel. I could have killed a turkey with my fucking load.
Wow, that's a first good story. What do we got there?
Kenneth thinks that this is definitely the lie because there's too many details. And Mike and Mike are chiming in back there from the engineer room, and he said that she struggled getting the glove on. Yeah. No way she did a decent job on Bobby's ass.
Oh, yeah.
Did he say she struggled to get the glove on?
Yeah, because he said it took her like 15 minutes to get the glove on. Yeah.
She was making some noise.
She was just pissed and wanting you to change your mind.
You know, it could have been that. She was mad when I brought up the... I think she thought because I was young and I was a pretty good looking guy back then, I was not going to want that aspect of it. She didn't know what a piece of shit she was dealing with. And when I said, you know, if it's in the bar, you know, the deal, I'd like that. She was like, okay.
Or you can just knock 20 bucks off.
She was mad. She was like, all right, whatever. If you want it, you fucking weirdo. And that's when she went over and put the glove
on. And did you tip her?
No, it was 125.
You didn't tip her?
Yeah, the tip was.
You wanted a deal. You wanted a deal.
No, you don't tip. Wow. I'll tell you why you don't tip. Listen, let me tell you why you don't tip. I'll tell you why you don't tip. When you go to a hair salon, uh-huh. right, and they cut your hair, you tip them, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
if you go to the person's house, that same person, and they cut your hair, you don't tip them.
What?
Right?
And
you don't. You don't, because it's they're making all the money.
Right, okay.
The reason why you tip somebody is because it's a restaurant. The restaurant gets all the money.
They're renting the chair when you, in the salon.
Yeah, I'm going to her house. Like, if I went to a jerk-off salon and she was working there, I would tip her. Because she's not making all that money.
You wouldn't tip a seven-year-old poor old lady that gets by putting an ad.
She couldn't even hold
all
the bills in her hand. I mean,
the tip I would give her is you should have invested better.
Well, that's a first great story. We'll move on and let's go to you.
Hi, mine's similarly weird. Was closeted. You know, before I came out, and I was like young and living in Florida and working at Applebee's.
You're from Florida too?
I'm from Brooklyn, but I grew up in South Florida.
Okay, I was born.
My family moved there. We moved to Diet Brooklyn. That's what you do when you leave New York. Like we all went there. And so I went to college, and then after college, I moved back home and I worked at Applebee's for a while. And while I was there, I had like a, I won't say it was like a real crush. It was like a fake crush on a girl that worked there that I knew was like unobtainable. She was like dating the expediter in the kitchen. So it was like I could like pretend like I liked
her. What's an expediter?
It's like the person who moves the kitchen along, make sure everything's like flowing backstage, you know, like between the chef and the supplies and the
waste. So they just like shoot out.
Yeah, they just kind of like run the back of the kitchen.
Usually the manager of the place will, you know, I take this out.
Some people will expedite. You ever see when there's like a manager in like a diner or something and they're back there, like when they're in the weeds and they're like running? But in like some bigger restaurants, there's a person whose position is just that. Yeah. Right? So she was like kind of sleeping with that dude. And so it
was.
This was
an Applebee's?
An Applebee's, yeah.
And they had an expediter.
Yeah, they had an expediter there, like somebody in the kitchen that, like the manager on.
Get that in the microwave!
So
get those riblets.
I pretended that like I kind of had a crush on her because it was kind of like an easy thing to do. But then somebody at the that was on the staff, like another waiter, told me that somebody had a gay Craigslist missed connections for me. And they knew it was me because I used to wear like Dax wax like in my hair. And I was like the 90s and I was like ravery. And I would like spike my bangs up like really high. So it described like my hair looking like the Statue of Liberty spikes. And it kind of was like, this is you, you know? Like they were like a chubby guy like this and that. Like they thought it was cuddly. They used the term cuddly. And in the letter it said that he would sop me up with a biscuit. Which I never forgot and have used like ever since. They said that he had a crush on me and everything else. So I was like, oh, I blew it off, but I wanted to know who it was. Like my face was like burning that actually there was like a gay person out there that was like into me. So I went on to Craigslist Miss Connections and I couldn't find the ad. So I wrote my own ad saying like, hey, you put up a mixed connection for me at Applebee's, like da da da, this whole thing. And if you're interested, send me a photograph or whatever. So when I got a photograph, I recognized the person. He was like a doorman at like a gay club that I had gone to a couple of times. Even though I wasn't out, I was still going to like gay clubs with like my friends. It was like a thing where I was still sort of like on that teetering of like figuring out like what was going on. And the fact that this guy was disgusting. He had like long hair and long fingernails. He was a regular at the restaurant. I recognized him immediately. He used to come in all the time. And I always thought he was like a creepy guy with long like fingernails. I just wasn't into him. And so I didn't reply to the Craigslist missed connections, but he would look at me like, I think you know, like whenever I would go to the club, which wasn't that much, but like when I would go. Years later, I found out through another friend because he stopped working there. I used to try to dodge him because there were two entrances to the club. One was like on the main street and one was in the parking lot in the back. So if I saw he was like in the front, I would go around back and use that area to park because I didn't want to like deal with him and avoid him. And he stopped working there and I was like, hey, whatever happened to that guy? And I had found out that he had ended up dating somebody for a while who had mysteriously been killed on a train track.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. I guess the story was that they broke up and like got in a fight and the guy went for like a walk on it, but like somehow died on the train track when they were like breaking up. So I think I narrowly escaped a Craigslist killer.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Did he ever get in trouble for that or no?
Did he?
Yeah.
He like was gone after that. He never came back to the place
that
I saw him.
But he didn't get arrested or anything like that?
I didn't really know the whole story. I didn't get like the news article of the whole thing. I just got like the gossip of like
what year
happened.
Was this?
90s, late
90s. Late
90s. Probably like 98, 99.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it seems interesting to me that you would go out of your way just having heard the rumor that there was a misconnection on Craigslist to
find out who this person was, and then afterwards, if someone had been killed perhaps by his hand, that you wouldn't be like more curious about that.
I mean, I was. I didn't know how to like, you know, really search him or anything.
Did you know his name?
I think at the time I did. I don't remember right now. I want to say it was Johnny, but I didn't like, that's about like all I really knew about him. Uh-huh. He was just, to me, he was the creepy long fingernail guy that like worked at the bar.
Do you think he did coke?
With all his, like, he was just like,
I don't know. Maybe I would have liked him more back then. No, I don't know. I mean, maybe he just was like a quiet guy that like worked at like the front of like this bar, you know. But I just found it was weird that like I could have maybe died or something. I was so desperate for attention.
The serial killer.
I don't know if he's a serial killer. But.
Oh, or the killer killed somebody.
Allegedly.
Alleged killer killed somebody by train.
He ended up dating somebody, and the story was that
that's a very loaded question.
The guy died mysteriously on train tracks. And the rumor was that after they were having like a lover's spat and like something happened, right. And the guy moved town after his like partner.
I always suspect train because unless it's like the 1920s, and you're tied up, I mean, you can pretty much get away from a train.
Did he have a curly mustache?
Because that matters. That matters.
And a top hat.
Yeah. Was there a round thing that said bomb on it and somebody was holding it?
No, he had long hair parted in the middle, like Cher kind of parted.
Riff-raff.
And
so you don't know.
Like really long nails, like really creepy, and bad teeth.
You don't know any details of the person that was murdered. You don't know.
No, I had just heard. I said, what happened to him? They're like, well, here's what happened. Him and the guy he was dating, boyfriend or whatever, got in like a fight, and the guy mysteriously died on the train tracks after they broke up.
Right.
So like I thought about it, and I was like, maybe the guy went for like a walk on the train. He was like,
yeah,
drunk,
maybe it was on
sad.
A bridge or something.
There's train tracks in downtown Fort Lauderdale that are near all the gay clubs, so it wasn't like, you know, a million miles away to get on a train.
Wow. So
there's
my
a lot
thing
of trains
is,
in downtown Fort Lauderdale.
You know that everybody runs to Florida to get away from shit. So if, like, if he was a killer, he probably went to Florida to get away from somebody he killed. So once you're in Florida and then you kill again, where do you go?
Like Alabama. Ocala.
Jump on the train.
That's Alabama, bitch.
Central Florida.
You get on that train.
Yeah. If you do anything in the north or the south, you just go to the middle.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Interesting.
Kind of a creepy story that like that could have like something dangerous could have happened to me.
Well, Kenneth and Leah both feel like this story could be true. Kenneth said because he felt like there was a lot of loose details. So,
so you think if Kenneth, if there's more loose details, and that means someone is lying? Sometimes, yeah, maybe. But sometimes when someone gives too many details, like that's why it cracks me up your story, because no matter what we would throw at you, you had a flow with it. You know what I mean? And I don't know.
And then, you know what was bothering me with Danny's is. He keeps saying that somebody at the gay club told him he mysteriously disappeared or mysteriously died.
They didn't say they said he left. He doesn't work here anymore. And I said, oh, okay. And they were like, but you know what happened?
What happened to the girl?
The girl? I don't know.
We
never really dated. I just pretended I had a crush on her for like a while. I didn't really work there at Applebee's. Because I was an actor and like doing comedy. You know,
what was your favorite meal at Applebee's?
I liked the 2 for $20 specials. They were the best.
Leah said the one.
That was a trick question.
Yeah, it was good one. Good
the chicken,
one.
You get the ribs. Yeah. It's good.
All right. Leah said the wonton tacos are fire.
So. Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go. Wow. Well, two good stories. Let's keep it moving along. Any other questions do we want to add there, Austin? Or should we just keep moving along?
Kia, who is playing again, said that the studio looks different, and also that she can see Bobby getting a hand job from a 74-year-old Asian lady.
Yeah, that part doesn't bother me at all.
Said that she also can't see a 74-year-old Asian lady giving a hand
job. It was not an
Asian
lady.
No,
aging.
It was a white woman.
Oh, yeah. I'm very sorry.
Yeah, nobody said Asian.
No, I think maybe you said aging.
I think I said make
or,
banana cry.
Or someone
that
older,
might have been
yeah.
part of it.
Yeah.
She might have been, I mean, she might have been Canadian.
Yeah.
She might have been Canadian.
She might have been Canadian.
But no, but that's good. We cleared that up. That is a crazy story. Yeah. All right, so let's go with your second story.
Okay. It's kind of weird that it is Memorial Day, too, because this is back when the Iraq War started.
Yeah, I was in that.
Okay, I went there to do comedy a couple times. The first time I went with Colin Quinn, the second time I went with Dane Cook, the first time I went was right after the war started. So it was kind of a little different. The second time it was more dangerous to go out to, you could, when we first went, you like guys would go downtown. You could the Iraqi people still loved Americans. It was kind of as the insurgents were coming in.
In like, Iraq? You sure it wasn't Qatar?
No, it was Iraq. We went everywhere. We went all over the place. I can't give you the specific like what place it was because I remember
when
I
say that ain't adding up.
When I say Iraq, I mean all of it. Okay, because because I don't know. I know that we were 20 miles off the Syrian border. We do two shows a day for 2 weeks. So you'd do a show in the afternoon, you'd jump in a helicopter, you'd fly to another base, and it was always like a different Air Force, like an Air Force base or an Army base. And anywhere we went, if we went to an Army base, we had an Army guy with us. If we went to a Marine base, we had to have a Marine guy with us or girl. You know what I'm saying? So we would take these helicopters. I think they were called Chinooks. They were open with 50 cals. And it was just like the place we were. It had to be Baghdad because it was Uday's. It was Saddam's palace, and there was a palace like a champagne palace. Looked like a genie bottle.
Because I actually did a tour with Carol Montgomery. We went to Iraq, but it wasn't during. It was like it was still like something going on, but it was more towards the end. But we stayed in the. What was their summer palace?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And it looked like it had been decorated like someone who would do John Bonet's bedroom. You know, it was very sherberty.
Like a Jean Bonnet?
You know, like a little girl's room. Like it was very like sherbet colors.
Was it shaped like a genie bottle or like
I think so.
That was
so,
called
the
rape palace.
Oh, yeah.
That's where Uday would take his women and rape them.
Oh. Wow.
There was over 36 palaces. And people don't know this. When we went there, and you'll know this. They could have blown them all up, but they didn't. Even Saddam's palace, they just put one rocket through his bedroom window just to let him know we could fucking do this because they didn't have to fortify anything. They just took over the palaces, and they were their bases.
Right.
So they had, you know, the walls and everything was there already. So if you went to, like, Saddam's palace, I took a shit on his toilet, by the way. He had a gold toilet, and I took a fat dump on it. You could just they had all the troops on these bases. But when we got there, I remember getting off the plane, and the guy was like, "All right, you got to be careful." And we were like, "All right." I was like, "All right, you know." He goes, "No, there's they had a zoo here, and when they left, they let all the animals out, and there's lions and stuff around. We haven't caught these animals, all of them yet." So,
did they have good record keeping that you knew how many lions were supposed to be out there?
No, he didn't. I don't know. He just said there's lions. And I was like, this is kind of fucked up. I agreed to a war zone. I didn't agree to fucking being a zookeeper. You know what I mean? I didn't want to, how do you fight a lion? I don't know. You know what I mean? So I remember we were in this castle, in this part of this palace. It was a palace. This part of this palace. And they, you know, they would a room that was once extravagant. Now it's just a room with bunk beds in it.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
like
the
CBs
yeah.
would just go in and build these bunk beds. And you'd sleep in them. And right next to you would be, you know, other people. And you just kind of had your own little set. But everybody was there. And I was on the balcony. And the Euphrates River was going right through this thing. And I remember there was these dudes, regular clothes. It was weird because it was all troops, and then all of a sudden these just dudes were there with these vests, and they all had different guns, and it was I had this thing. I got this thing. I don't know if they called it the crud, where I got a really bad sinus infection because of all the shit, the sand and shit in the air. And I was fucked, and I went on the balcony just to get some air, and these guys, I told them what happened, who I was. I was a comedian and blah, blah, blah. And they were like, "Here, we got something for you." And they gave me this pill. They were like, "Take this, but don't just take it." And it was, I don't know, it was some type of fuck you antibiotic because my shit went away. Like that night, I felt better. And they were like, I took a picture with them. I remember I was at a show years later and this guy in Houston came up to me after the show with the picture. And he was like, "I'm going to give you this, but you can't post this on MySpace. You can't put this fucking anywhere. This is for you, and that's it." And it was me with all these guys. Mm-hmm. So they were really hairy fucking, you know, whatever they were doing. But I remember they took me out that night. We all went back to the thing after the show. We stayed there. And they were you know, fucking around doing all this shit. And they took me, they go, you want to come with us? I was like, yeah. And they took me to this, it was kind of like this, almost like a soccer field type thing. And, there was a room in the back, and, they took me inside of this fucking room, and they had the dead lion. They had killed the lion, and they had the fucking lion inside there.
Well, dead. I don't like this. Stop.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
you know why? Because she loves animal videos. Like, because we share the Liars Club YouTube. So sometimes I'll go on there to put stuff up, yeah. and there'll be literally 100 fucking monkey in some Russian apartment well, video, or a puma in a Russian apartment. She watches you, all of them.
As a guy, I've never killed anything in my life. But as a guy, you know, I don't have a problem with hunting and people who do all that stuff. But when I went in there and I think they thought I was, because I'm me, that I was going to go in and be like, fucking, what? And I think I thought that too when I saw mm-hmm. it, but it was kind of in the back and I didn't even know what it was. You can't even recognize it. There's something about something when it doesn't have life. That it doesn't, you can't recognize it for right. a second. And I remember they're like, dude, they were all kind of like, dude, check it out. This is the fucking, and I was like, oh yeah. I had to pretend, my mic's going on. What's going on?
Oh, it's good.
I had to pretend like I was into it. Like I had to pretend, and I was like, oh fuck. But in my brain, I was like, I've never seen a lion that close. I've never been around something that majestic that, it fucked me up. It did really fuck me up more than I thought it was going to fuck me up. I thought I would be into it, like not into it, but like, holy shit, you guys killed a fucking lion. And I was more like, yeah, wow. Okay, cool, man. Like, it fucked me up really bad.
Did you ask like what happened?
It wasn't attacking anybody. They let, when they got there, Uday had a zoo, and you can look it up online. And when he left, when he knew we were coming, he just let all the animals out, said, fuck it, and let them all out. So when we got there, there was fucking crazy animals running around, and these lions and all this other, I forget what else. These are the lions that he used to feed. He fed the soccer team to when they lost. Remember he killed a bunch of guys? Mm-hmm. These are the lions that he would feed people to. So they had to kill them because they were man eaters. And I just remember it was fucked up. It was this little.
So why was there such a big secret about it? Like
it wasn't a secret, but it wasn't like they could be like, oh, we look what we did. You know, these guys were kind of, they just shot it. I mean, they've killed people.
So and so they shot it and then they moved it into that room.
They put it in there. Uh-huh. It was like a room, but it wasn't like a house room. It was a dirt floor. It was like an outside room. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And they had it in the back.
Did they put it in there live or dead? As far as you could recollect from what was going on,
it was fucking dead. And it was one shot. Uh-huh. That was it. Funk, one shot. It was like right in its side, right here. And it would almost look like it was alive still. I mean, it's fucking, you don't know how big that thing is until you get up next to it and its paw is like that big and its fucking eyeballs are just huge. And it fucked me up a lot. That was like I thought I was going to be fucked up by the war shit. I thought I was going to be fucked
Did
up by.
Did you have flashbacks of when you had a hand job by a 73-year-old woman like, wow. being stared at by cats?
I could have used a hand job that night. Here's the thing too, this is the first time I've told anybody that, except for I told Colin Quinn. No, I swear to God, I've never told anybody this. I've told Colin Quinn. When we were there and he told me to shut the fuck up because these guys, I don't know if you know this, they weren't to be trifled with. It wasn't like I could go report them to somebody.
Right. They were probably contractors, right? Like Blackwater.
Maybe something like that.
Yeah. Cause they do a lot of contract. Yeah. Right, who has Iraq, right?
Who has a pill that just cures everything? I think, you know what I mean? My herpes were gone. Fucking AIDS.
what kind of animal was it that was dead?
It was a lion. Was it a male or female? No, it was a female lion. It wasn't a male.
A lioness.
When I got there, they said they let tigers out. I saw a werewolf while I was there too, by the way.
Shut up. A werewolf?
Okay, whatever.
Good going, Jessica. He was on a roll.
A werewolf. Really, you saw a werewolf?
No, we did when we were. And this is a this. I've told this part before. Uh-huh. When you're driving there, you're kind of in these little buses as the talent, right? Uh-huh. And they have the curtains drawn because you get killed. So as you're driving by the fences and stuff or the walls, you kind of have to have the curtains drawn. Like I said, you have a Marine or an Army person with you at all times, and. We were in this little bus and it stopped. And the guy, we were like, what the fuck? And what walked by us, I don't know what the fuck it was. Even, I'm telling you, the fucking Marine guy and the Army guy were both like, I don't know what that is. It had like a man chest, but a wolf. It was fucking weird. We don't know what it was. Hmm. And everybody on the bus was like, what the fuck was that? Even the bus driver, who was an Iraqi dude, the two soldiers, me and Colin were laughing because we were like, what the fuck is that? And nobody knew. And then it walked by, went away, and then we just kept going. Crazy.
Must be miserable to have all that hair in the desert.
On what?
On the werewolf.
Oh, shit. All right. I thought you were talking about me, my exact hair back then.
Wow.
There is some speculation.
Okay,
and some
let's hear
conspiracies
it.
Conspiracies online and some validation. Kenneth says that Tough Ground Tourgasm 2003-2006 timeline makes sense. Mm-hmm. Chinooks checks out. And Kia, who actually we found out is a guy. Sorry, Kia. I called you a girl earlier. He says, actually, now he thinks that the old lady hand job actually did happen because Bobby's hands were moving a lot in that story compared to the other one. A lot of,
oh, really? Yeah. It's interesting to watch you tell two different stories and to, see how the first one you were more, able to cover any question asked. And then the second one you covered it, but it wasn't with as much ease. It's interesting to kind of figure out.
You were more like, if I challenged you, we're like, well, fuck.
Yeah, on the second story, right?
Yeah.
Well, you did tell him to shut the fuck up.
Well, he's a dead lion and werewolf.
Say that to a guest.
I didn't kill it. I had nothing to do with it. And I didn't know you.
You killed the Lion King.
I didn't kill it. I did not shoot anything. I was shown a lion that was killed. That's a big difference. And I didn't ask to be, they were like, want to check something out. I was like, sure. These are my new friends. I'm hanging out with fucking, you know, the soldiers of opportunity. This is nuts. This is every video game I've ever played.
You had to go along with it.
You're in Iraq. These guys, it's almost like, you know.
How old was the lion, do you think?
I thought they were going to show me something like, I don't know. It was a big lion. It was a big cat, though.
Like a big mane?
No, it was a female.
Oh, so
yeah.
But good, you're trying to catch him.
Oh, I thought they were going to show me something to do with Saddam or you know, Uday or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think it was going to be anything like that. And I think killing animals to these guys isn't a thing. I think they just did their job.
Well,
like
then,
someone said, go kill this lion.
And what are they
going
to do with it at that point? You're in a war zone. Like, what
and
are they
like
going to do? I'm not saying it's correct, but what do you do? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. Yeah. It's not like they were eating it. It was not like they were, you know, they made a backpack out of it. It was in this thing, you know?
So Jason and Kia both agree that this sounds like BS. And Kia thinks that he's got a little bit of some background here because he grew up 5 hours from Baghdad. So maybe he knows a little bit about the rape palace or whatever, and he should know
that there's a zoo that they let the animals out. He should know that, and they had to kill those animals.
Well, Leah and Richard both think you're telling the truth, but Leah is notoriously wrong a lot of the time, and she also said that sometimes she gets confused because people make one story sound like a lie to Leah's.
Oh, that's true too.
And she could see Bobby doing that. She's a fan of
Bobby's.
But if he's from Baghdad, he should know that Uday had a zoo and that happened, and they were. These animals
confirm
were,
that for us, Kia.
Is it Kaya or Kia?
They were running around.
I'd like to know.
That's it.
True.
Well, two great stories, Robert. Wow, that's really two different, just wildly different stories. I love it.
He just added that his uncle fought for Saddam for 4 years.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, don't trust him. Guys have lions and rape palaces.
Wow. All right, so let's move on to your second story.
This is another harrowing tale of dating online.
Uh-oh.
So this was, again, me just, like, creeping out of the closet in Fort Lauderdale, Florida in the late 90s. And I had met someone.
Can I just say mine was creeping out of the closet story too? My wife doesn't know it, but go ahead.
People know this about me. I went to conversion therapy, and this is like around that time. And so I was very confused, you know, being gay and Christian. And I was attending a gym, like, you know, workout gym called the Lord's Gym. It looked like Gold's Gym, but it said the Lord's Gym.
Did you get a shirt?
Huh? I don't have anything like left from it. But yeah, they did have shirts. And I would go there and basically use the treadmill and like go and come home. But before that, one day I was being tempted. I was on American Online, you know, AOL. And I was in a chat room and I was talking to this guy who lived kind of near where the Lord's Gym was. And I was like, maybe this Lord's is a gym. Sign. So I was like, I'm going to go meet this guy before I go to the gym. And then if I don't like him and it, not, you know, it doesn't like really click and I'm not going to hang out, then I'll just go to the gym, you know, because it's like right in that area anyway.
So you stopped to get a little dick before you went to the Lord's Gym.
Low key, yeah.
I like your problem solving. Yeah. You really do. I like that. You're very positive.
Yeah, it's the smallest.
If like, I don't get my dick sucked, I'll just go work out.
I was
out.
Living with my family, so I had to like kind of cover my bases of where I was headed and what right. I was doing. Yeah. So like leaving for the gym was a great reason to go like get a hookup.
And how old were you at this time?
Probably 21. Okay. You know, 22. And so I got in the car and I went to this guy's house and I walked up to the house and his house was kind of, it was really small. It was like what they call a bachelor, like doesn't really have a kitchen, has like maybe a microwave.
And it was a house, a standalone house?
No, I call everything a house, but it was like a little
room.
Room. Uh-huh. It was a bachelor probably attached to something. It was like a really small complex in Florida, like really cheap apartments probably. And so I knocked on the door and it was like one of those situations where the car is like right in front of the door, like those motels. Yeah. So I walked into his house and immediately I'm in his living room, bedroom, kitchen, bath. It's like all one like room, you know? And I sit down on the bed and he's creepy looking. Mad creepy looking. He had like a weird, he was slim, but he had like a weird belly that looked like it was maybe drug belly. I don't know, like something kind of weird to me. Like it was creeping me out. And I sat in the room and I looked around and the bedspread, the curtains, all the decor were all New Kids on the Block.
I'm from Boston. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. I know. There are New Kids on the Block posters. This is years after the New Kids on the Block. There's New Kids on the Block posters everywhere. New Kids on the Block cup. New Kids on the Block curtains that he made out of sheets. His New Kids on the Block bedspread. And he was like, you have a really great name, Danny. Ooh. Which is like one of the New Kids on the Block.
Yeah. That'll make you stop and say,
Yeah, and he was like, would you like some?
Oh, no. That's a good one.
And he was like, good. Oh, you're my cover girl. And he's like, so he was like, wow. Really into the idea that my name was Danny. It was really giving me the creeps. I didn't really have an exit strategy because since the place was so small, he kind of put a chair in front of the door.
Yeah.
So unless I like literally like jumped over him, I couldn't like just leave. So he was like, do you want to have some weed? And I was like, sure. And I'm like, how the hell am I going to get out of here? How the hell am I going to get out of here? Do I just
Did you
bolt?
Not mention like, so you're like New Kids on the Block?
Well, I don't even think I even brought it up. Like, honestly, it was so obvious that I had to just leave. It was like a little fight or flight for me. And so he came out and he had a joint and like two glasses of water on like a silver serving tray.
Aww.
And he like brought it, he brought it in from the bathroom. Aww. It wasn't even from the kitchen. Aww. He brought it in from the bathroom and he was like clinking it. And I was just like, ooh. And then I was like, and I was like, I think, you know, I just got a call, like my trainer moved my session up. Like I have to go to the gym now, but I'm totally going to come back and like hang with you after the gym. Like, let me just like go and get my, you know, I'll shower there and everything. And I'll come back and chill. And he was like, you sure you should really stay? And I'm like, no, I think I should go. And he's like, okay, you could go. And as soon as he said, okay, you can go, I went for the door, but it was locked. And he had to come and like unlock two locks. And I just bolted out of there and like just drove to the Lord's Gym.
Right. Huh.
And saved my life. Yeah.
And you couldn't say anything to anybody, right?
Because
you were.
I never told too many people that story because it's like, I mean, unless I was telling friends about weird hookups. Like,
and did your parents make you go to conversion therapy?
No, they didn't. I put myself in.
Right.
Yeah, I did. I put myself in because I didn't want to be gay. I was trying to figure out how to not be gay.
Right.
But it doesn't work like that. Yeah. And now I love being gay. Spoiler alert, it's fine.
Yeah,
because no one says no. Anyway.
And a lot less dangerous, to be honest, because you were putting yourself in these positions because you were in the closet trying to hide.
In Florida.
Florida has a big thing to do with it. As well. Wow. But if you're out, it's a lot easier to meet somebody.
Totally. I mean, now there's even apps for it and stuff. Right. Like, there was nothing. I mean, AOL was like revolutionary at the time. Even dating, like, you know, like before Match.com or before they even started doing that, AOL had Love at AOL. It was like the first time that there was like a same-sex way that you could meet somebody that was to go on a date.
Yeah.
Well, any questions from...
I'm not sure who Brother Love is because that's his username. It might be he does have New Kids on the Block
Brother
as his username.
Love
so it
is
might be
the guy who was the preacher on WWF Wrestling.
Yeah, Brother Love. Yeah, the red face.
Well,
yeah.
I don't think it's that Brother Love. But he said he confirmed Lord's Gym is a real place.
Wow.
Oh, well, see, that's nice to know because that sounds fake.
Which y'all might have a closer walk than I do because I got a Planet Fitness.
So is Applebee's.
And Kenneth thought that you started the story very awkwardly because when Bobby questioned you, you kind of looked up and struggled to maintain your story or something.
Oh,
see, Kenneth
are we
like
talking video? Like,
yeah,
watching,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's our forensic guy. But Mike and Mike back there say that New Kids on the Block makes this story feel really, really true.
Yeah, that is creepy. And how old do you think that fellow was?
I don't know. Probably like in his late 30s, but like early
late
40s.
And he had New Kids on the Block all over his.
What's wrong with that? What is wrong with that?
Yeah,
you have curtains and bedspread.
What is
everything?
Wrong with that?
Well, it'd be like if a 50-year-old woman. I know. But it would be like if a 50-year-old woman had like
no,
Keeping Up with
like
the Kardashians
that.
Everywhere. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
Bobby has Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch all over his bedroom at home.
His body was like Jim Carrey as the Grinch, like real skinny with that belly.
Let me ask you a question. No, isn't I could be wrong, but isn't the gym where gay guy go to meet?
Yes.
Like, isn't why would
that's
you?
That's why it's called the Lord's Gym.
Yes. You get blowjobs in the steam room.
Wow. 7 minutes in heaven.
Yes. Isn't that where gay guys would go to meet a gay guy?
I was very new at the time of being gay.
And you're gonna go shower and you said I'm gonna go shower and come back.
Yeah, I was like, it's right near your house. I'm going to go work out, shower, and everything. I'll come back.
Well, you're so
like,
polite. You're so nice.
Oh, I'm very nice. But I was trying to be nice.
Did you think about going back? Okay.
I honestly ran out of there with my heart.
Because Robert would have.
Like, so fast.
I mean, you might have felt differently after you worked out.
No, I definitely ran out of there. It was terrifying.
Leah said you converted her. She definitely thinks this is the true story now. Oh, she said you are so adorable.
Very nice.
And Kia also thinks first one is true and second one's a lie. He wants to make a bet with people. He's trying to work it. And then they're making their decisions now, so I'll save those. But Leah also said pretty sure I had a New Kids on the Block sheets, but she was like 8. So
yeah, that is
a
very
big difference.
Weird. Yeah. Well, so Austin's going to go and do a fast recap of all the stories because sometimes you forget little details and it gives him something to do. Go ahead, Austin.
All right. Well, I mean, I get paid with 2 joints on the silver platter every week.
Well, you know. Podcast,
so.
Yeah.
This is Bobby's first story. He lived here back in the day in Los Angeles, and he was depressed and living with a girl that is now his wife. Wow. He was a sexual deviant and a fan of the old Robert Kraft, if you know what I'm saying, and he likes a bargain. And he found a young lady to rub him down, but something happened, so he had to go to somebody else.
Lady.
Then this old lady that he discovers had a jar of warm homemade butter that she would wash you like a god with.
Presumably.
And the 74-year-old Canadian grandma was wearing a droopy necklace with arthritis fingers. And there were a bunch of mean-eyed cats in the room where she was arthritisly rubbing him down. And he asked to get his butt rubbed. And she was like, do I have to? And he said, yes, you have to. And she was mad because she had to put gloves on her claw.
That's their ad. false advertising.
Yeah, they did it, and she lint rolled him and sent him on his way, and it was a lovely ending. Story 2, he's in Iraq with Colin Quinn, and they took a Chinook helicopter to the rape palace.
Chinook.
And so there was a bunch of troops on these bases, and they warned them to be careful because Uday had a zoo, and he released the animals in this place because he heard these guys were coming and wanted to hurt them. And there were troops with guns, and Bobby had a sinus infection, and they said, here, take this magic matrix pill. He took it, and all of a sudden, was feeling great, like number one. They took him to a soccer field thing, and there they found a dead lion, and they're like, look at this dead lion.
No, they shot it.
They shot it in front of you.
No, not in front of me. They showed me the lion they shot.
They
were like, you want to see something? And they showed me,
Was that the soccer field where they did like mass hangings?
No, it's not. I did that. I actually did that. We did a show there. Uh-huh. When I went back years later with Dane, we did a show there in front of 4,000 troops. Which was one of the most epic things in my life.
Imagine. When I was in Iraq, we didn't get any comedians. We only got Rascal Flatts.
Jesus Christ.
That's kind of a comedian.
It's really hard to get over there. You know, the USO and the Pentagon, you have to go through a lot of stuff to get over there. And I wasn't asked back because I made fun of a full bird colonel by accident.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was sitting kind of weird. And I was like, look at the way you're sitting. And the troops loved it. They loved it because I was trashing this full bird colonel. And he was just looking at me like, yeah. And I kind of got in trouble. Colin Quinn got in trouble, too. He couldn't go back either because of...
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you can't...
They want you to be kind of clean, a little bit clean.
The
but
troops
no one's,
want yeah, funny. Yeah, they, yeah. But every once in a while, you'll run into somebody who was like, well,
right.
You know, whatever. But yeah.
Those are... this is when I was listening to the stories, and then we'll take a quick vote on Robert's story. But when I was listening to you recap his first story... It was weird, the age thing, when you were first talking about it, because you were like, they were older ladies, and then you were suddenly like, oh, and then this one was 70-something.
She was older.
Right, but when he first brought it up, he just said older ladies, but didn't say, like, the way he said it made me feel like you were saying, like, they're both kind of around the same age, and then all of a sudden, the story got really wild. And I can't imagine that you would, starting the story off, that you were roommates with a lady that became your wife, and in a... precarious relationship within her somewhere, that you would actually tell this story. Yeah, you know, because I can't.
I'm sure his wife now. She's well. First of all, he's already got her locked down. Right. And then,
oh, I don't have anything locked down. Okay.
Let's not get him in trouble.
My career.
Yeah.
Anything. My manager. My agent. Nothing's been ever fucking locked down in my life.
I just feel like I think that you. I think the first one is a lie. The first one is a lie. Because the second one makes complete sense to me. Maybe it was... If the second one is a lie, it was because that part of the story happened to someone else. Someone else relayed that part of the story about shooting the tiger.
I'm only going emotional on this one.
It was a lion.
My apologies, a lion.
Yeah, I'm only going on emotion on this one, and I don't want the second one to be true. So I'm going to say that's the lie.
You would rather you feel more sad for a lion that was put out of its misery than some old lady here in Beverly Hills that has to fucking
yeah, she
give
put the ad out.
Chicken wing hand jobs to bozos. Like, come on. Hey, you admit you said it. You said it when you were younger. You said you were kind of douchey when you were younger.
I was definitely douchey, but I was a catch. I mean, it wasn't like me now showing up. I feel bad for her. But back then, she was like, oh, thank God, I finally get a nice-looking young guy. You know what I mean? Because
was that her feeling, though, that thank goodness I got a nice-looking young man? Or?
I have no idea.
Okay, all
right. I feel like as aroused as he was getting, you know, the knuckle from the old lady, like I was aroused picturing a young hot guy getting a knuckle from an old lady. Like, I was like, that's a hot scene.
That was
you want that would be true. So you
can have a webcam in a situation like that.
That's fucking conversion therapy right there. Jesus.
That's the second time a knuckle in the hole has been mentioned on
very
this podcast.
Very true. Bobby
actually.
Lee brought up, but that was
his ended up being a chin.
Yeah, she couldn't stick her finger in my ass because it would probably get hooked.
Yeah.
Stuck in there.
I had a teacher with arthritis that would, when she'd point at us, she'd be like, quiet, you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'd be like, oh, me and him. Like,
Wow.
All the listeners have voted. Well, not all of them, but several of them have voted online. Kenneth thinks that Bobby's first story is a lie.
Yeah, I think it is, too.
And Leah thinks that his first story is true. Hmm. And Brother Love thinks Bobby's first story is a lie.
Yeah. What do you think, Michael? What?
I think here's where I'm hung up on Bobby's story. What's the mystery lube shit she pulled out of the fridge?
Yeah.
Well, that was the first thing. I don't know what it was. It was in a container, a Tupperware container.
Like a recycled Tupperware.
Yeah, it was like a tough.
He said
exactly.
It was homemade.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
Crisco and lavender essential oils.
I wish I knew because I'd fucking use it all the time now. I would just jerk and off
there's a lot
all the time
of,
with whatever.
There's
she
a lot
is.
Of lubes that we could discuss after the show that come in that consistency.
Yeah, but listen. No, this was, the reason why it was a hard. It went from a solid to a liquid.
Yeah.
And she pulled it out of the refrigerator?
Microwave.
Weird. And she put it in the microwave?
Well,
so
it's
like
I
a coconut oil or something, probably. Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, this sounds like somebody in different financial situation kind of shit. She had an elevator and a Mercedes, and she's in Beverly Hills,
well,
but
no,
she's home making lube.
No, wait. There's two different people now.
No, the you're first. Not, you're getting mixed up.
You didn't listen. There's a first lady and the second lady.
Yeah, the first lady had the magical lube.
And he wanted to go to the lady with the magic butter.
I wanted to refine the first magic that.
Well, see, that's where you do fuck me up with that story, where I'm like thinking it's almost true.
Yeah,
yeah,
I kind of ran the two.
Yeah, the fact that you went back the second, like, why, if you're going to lie, bring two women into two separate women?
Because the first one was so awesome. I mean, with the gems and the helping me with my feelings and the robe and washing me and the. You know, it was just this holy shit experience. I was trying to find that again, and I thought I might have, but I didn't.
What do you think, Jessica?
Oh, sorry. I did forget to add something that might help your decision on this. Kenneth, our forensic scientist on the show, believes that this story of Bobby's, the first one about the 74-year-old jacking off lady, was Jim Norton's story. And it happened
in
Brazil, not in Los Angeles.
The only thing that bothers me about the first story, really, is that it was a calico Persian. I don't know that I've seen a calico Persian. But I could be wrong there.
I don't know. If anyone wants to knuckle me and give me a semi-precious stone, hit me up on a Craigslist misconnection, please.
I think Leo will.
All right, so what was your vote?
I think the first one's a lie. I believe the lie. There was too many details in the
and
second
And your vote, Jessica?
I'm going on emotion. The second one's a
okay,
lie.
All right. Because now I might want to change it.
You thought the first story
I'm
going to
change it. I'm going to say the second one is a lie. I'm going to say it's based in truth, but it's somebody else's truth, and you probably did go to Iraq. I think all that is correct, but I think the lying part is maybe something that was relayed to you, and I'm going to say the second one is a lie. I'm changing my mind just like that.
Okay. All right.
All right. So what is the lie?
The second one was a lie.
Oh! Yes, I can't believe I actually got it right.
We did go to Iraq. I did go to Iraq.
Okay.
They did let the animals out, but they never caught them.
Oh.
They just went away. So there was never, the lion was never shot.
That makes me feel way better.
I know you do. But I did she had to be 74-year-old woman with cotton candy hair, rub my asshole with her fucking awful knuckle, and her stupid cats would just stare at me like, you piece of shit.
Wow.
Yeah. And that woman is my wife. But
the roommate.
But at the time, we were just kind of getting our shit together, and we moved to New York, and all kinds of, she found out about what a piece of shit I was, and it all came crumbling down, and it was, that's when I literally had to change my life, when it was like, look, if you need to get your shit together, I'm leaving, and I wound up starting to go to therapy, and working out all my sexual weird shit. And
a few sessions at the Lord's gym. And
did you ever tell her that story in person?
Well, I'm not an asshole. No, I'm not gonna, okay. Hey, sit down. I want to tell you a couple things.
Well, surprise. Welcome Bobby's wife. Hey!
That'd be funny if you brought the old lady in. She's just a corpse holding a dead lion.
Wow. You really
She's
had
like, it was bacon grease all along.
Wow.
That lady was magical.
If you're
out there, please. Oh, she was so magical. It was like a wizard.
Okay, I love it. All right, so now we're going to go on to your stories. Will you do a quick recap of Danny's stories, please?
Yes. Story one, he was a cuddly closeted fellow before he came out in Florida at Applebee's, so there was a girl he was pretending to like there who was banging the expediter. So he put up a misconnection Craigslist ad saying he had a Statue of Liberty hair and you might have missed me. Then he saw a
No, I didn't put up the Craigslist ad.
I'm sorry.
I was told by a coworker that they had seen a Craigslist ad, misconnection. That they knew was me.
Right. I would say that you responded to one that was about your hair.
Right. So I created another one. Yeah.
So he created another one. And then he saw a creepy guy with long fingernails at a gay club he would go to because he was teetering. And then he found out that said guy was dating someone who died on a train track, thus proving he escaped a Craigslist killer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Story
alleged
two.
Alleged Craigslist.
Alleged,
that's
yeah.
Craigslist killer number one, not Craigslist killer.
Yeah, not the Craigslist killer, but a Craigslist killer. Story two, he was creeping out of the closet, or he was a creeping out of the closet fella before he came out in Florida. He had joined the Lord's gym, being a good Christian boy. But one day he's on America Online and sinning and found out a guy wanted to make sweet love to him near the Lord's gym. So he went over there. The guy was obsessed with New Kids on the Block and had stuff all over the room with New Kids merchandise. And then the guy said, do you want to have some weed? And he escaped his clutches narrowly.
Right.
Which I thought that was the strangest part. I actually forgot to keep writing after that because that struck me as so odd that the guy said, do you want to have some weed? Never had anybody offer me weed that way.
Yeah, but if he's collecting New Kids on the Block stuff, he's not a hipster by any means. Yeah, you know what
not,
I mean?
He's not using proper grammar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Could be, yeah.
He's not. Yeah.
That's, he's not hip with the times.
What do you think, Robert? Which one do you think is a...
Oh, the first one is garbage.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's fucking garbage.
You know
why?
He's fucking lying. That New Kids on the Block thing really happened. That sounds like some weird shit. First of all, an ad that looks like you. Who the fuck says that? You can't just say, oh, there's a, you know what I mean? And
no, it was. Well, I think that was the waiter at Applebee's.
Oh, like, okay.
Yeah, and it described me.
Okay.
And it said Statue of Liberty hair, and it had spiky bangs that I used to do.
Yeah, but the serial killer with the train, it's like, come on, nobody.
I know.
Yeah, that kind of messed me up because you were all.
You wanted a compelling story.
No, that's one of them.
Made one up.
That's one of them, though. That's what I remembered.
I'm not criticizing at all, but I did find it curious that you would talk about. You know how that you put an ad in to find out who it was and all this, and then the guy that actually might have killed someone, you're like, well, I don't know, that person just died weirdly on a train track. I thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah, dude, the train track thing is like,
I mean,
either he's really good because the first story he wouldn't even let me like say anything in the very beginning. He just kept looking forward because I wanted to like ask a question, but he just kept pushing through
the question.
Story.
I'll answer.
I don't remember now, but I remember you were like, I'm getting through this story, and you were looking straight ahead. And also, an expediter at Applebee's?
Well, I mean, it wasn't a person who was there every single time, but they would come and do inventory and check out things.
Okay.
Like, and make sure, you know.
Yeah.
It's an expediter that does inventory?
That's what expediter does.
I thought you said they boss people around in the kitchen when it's busy.
No, they keep the flow and the energy going, but they also, like, make sure that they order everything that they
need. What shifts did you work?
Daytime, usually, because nighttime I was always...
From when to when?
Oh, my God, I don't know. Probably lunch.
Gotcha.
And, I didn't do
that's good! Also, he said when I asked somebody about the guy, like, what happened to him, that he said that his friend told him, he died mysteriously on the train tracks.
No, not the guy. The guy's boyfriend. The guy who creepy guy with the long fingernails and the long hair.
Yeah.
I ended up dating this guy for a while. And so he was like off my case. But then he just left and he didn't work there anymore. And when I said what happened to him, he's like, you know what happened? His boyfriend, after they got in a fight, mysteriously died on the train track. And then this guy.
That's what bothers
me, though. Mysterious.
Yeah, mysteriously died
on
the train tracks.
The Hardy Boys. Mysteriously died.
That's like you hear on Dateline or something. Yeah. Like a friend would be like, I don't know, dude. I ain't saying he did it, but he. He died. They had a fight.
Yeah, but on the second story, you did use the phrase probably somewhere on the second story. That's what made me think maybe the second story is a lie. What do people online say?
Kenneth thinks that the second story is a lie. He's 0-1 at the moment on this round. So Leah says Danny is very crushable.
No, I mean
so,
like either one.
Oh.
Wait, because someone said he's one. Leah says I'm very crushable.
Leah said you are very crushable, so number one is definitely believable.
Are you sure it's Leah and not Leon?
It's Leah.
Damn it.
Doesn't life suck?
Leah, how are you with bacon grease in your knuckles? Because I got a thing I'm thinking about.
So she said definitely one's believable, but she still thinks that number one is a lie and number two is the true and none for Gretchen Wieners. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
And there was one thing else. Brother Love says first story is a lie and second story is true.
What do you think, Oz?
I think that the first story is a lie.
Yeah.
Either he's really good or...
What do you think, Michael?
I think that the first story happened to somebody somewhere. I don't think it's completely off the top. I think it's a story he knows of. It just didn't happen to him, so he used that as his lie, and the second story is true.
I think it's so fucked up that I'm going to say the second story is true only because of the reference of New Kids on the Block. On
that detail is just too sharp.
That detail is just too... And it's hilarious. Like, yeah, that is a hilarious thing hilarious. If you're driving until over here.
Until you go to his room and he has those sheets.
I'm all Spice Girls all the time.
I know this is a far-fetched conspiracy, right. But I don't know if anybody saw the new It movie, not the sequel, but the remake of the, you know,
I
old
didn't
It.
See it, no.
One of the characters in there has a New Kids on the Block obsession, who is a young man.
Oh. Look at you, get the fuck out. You love that movie. You are such a good actor.
Oh, that, now
he
I
He is
change.
An actor, oh, yeah. Fuck.
And he keeps trying to push us to the other story.
All right, I'm going to change
I'm changing
it then.
Mine, yeah.
I'm going to say the first one is the truth.
I'm not changing. First one's a lie. I'm not changing.
It's garbage. The first one's garbage.
First one's a lie. It's got to be the lie.
Yeah, because he didn't even know. When you wait tables, and I did, you know when you fucking worked.
Oh, that's yeah. I worked at the buried. Waffle House. I worked mid-shift.
Yeah, I mean, buried in your brain.
I mean, 2 to 6.
I worked like, you know, probably like 4 to 9.
But well, how old were you then when you were working
20s,
there?
I don't know, like in my 20s, early. I mean, I'm 41. It's a long time ago.
Right.
Yeah, but I remember I worked in an Italian restaurant in the north
that's
end
a good
of Boston.
Point, Robert.
I remember I had to be there at 10 o'clock. I had to, and I left at 3 unless a motherfucker sat down.
I have a way more exciting life than you, with like a lot more
things. Did you hear my story? You're trying to get laid. I got fingers in my ass.
You know the time I found a dead zebra.
You're getting water and fucking joints. I'm getting cats and shit in my ass.
I'm changing mine again. The first one's a lie.
Yeah, so you're saying the first one is the lie?
Yeah,
now that you said that, I'm going to have to say
said
the first
what?
One is a lie. Yeah.
So everybody is in agreement, first one's a lie.
Yeah.
No, I thought you thought the first story was
no,
true.
No, I'm changing it because that's God. A good point that Robert made about you do remember, like, even
I worked
when
in so
I,
many
yeah.
restaurants, I can't tell you what any restaurant I like what hours I worked.
But the way he really. Reacted to the New Kids on the Block thing did make me want to switch it up a little
a
bit. But he's an actor. I got to remember
yeah,
that. He's an
yeah,
actor.
That was a good thing you
that
brought
might
up.
Be conveying well,
the,
emotion.
The right. Lord's Gym, the Lord's Gym thing checked out too. And he hasn't seemed rattled at all. He started looking shook. He looked nervous when we started calling out that story was fake.
No, I think it's funny because one of them is fake, and every time you guys talk about it, it makes me laugh.
Which one do you think? Experience. I'm gonna stay with thinking that the first one's fake.
Yeah, yeah. I think we all agree. All right, so which one is the lie?
The first one.
You were fine.
Yeah, you said that. I was like, yeah.
Jason Marino just said 4 to 9.
I know, I fucked up. I really don't remember my hours. I really don't. Yo, but you know, every time you said the story was garbage, I wanted to fucking die. You said it so funny. You're like, the story's garbage.
No, yeah, you started looking legit nervous, and that's a hilarious
one. I was like, please don't call it garbage again. You know, you fucking
well, the
funny.
Second one sounds like a little, you know,
you were so sure,
you know,
though.
Yeah.
You were so sure, though. You were so sure that that was a lie. I knew it was cracking me up.
Wow, you guys have been awesome guests. Thank you so much for
so
coming
good.
By and sharing your stories. Some of them true, some of them are lies with us. Where can people follow you or find you, or what do you got shaking next?
Well, I am currently on my Yas You're Amazing stand-up tour, which you can find at whatsupdanny.com, or you can find me at whatsupdanny on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, blackpeoplemeet.com, JDate, Farmers Only, Grindr, and Venmo.
All right.
Venmo.
All right.
I'm not on any of that fun stuff.
You've lived life, though, so.
Yeah, you can find me on a hill in Hollywood. I'm actually doing a show here tonight. My podcast, You Know What, Dude, is at the Belly Room tonight at 8 o'clock with me and Joe DeRosa, who was, when I first started, it was just me and him. So it's, we haven't done it since then. So it's going to be kind of like a weird thing to do. So we're doing that. And then I'm doing a show tomorrow at the Lodge Room.
In Highland Park.
With Joe DeRosa tomorrow night. So, and then, you know, RobertKellyLive.com. RobertKellyLive on Instagram. I only do Instagram. I don't mess with Twitter. because I don't give a fuck. I care about my world, not the world. Sorry. And but Instagram, I put some silly shit up.
Oh, I didn't realize we're live. I'm here Thursday at the Belly Room. Nice. And horribly funny. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Very nice. Well, you guys have been great guests. I've been Felicia Michaels, and you can follow me all across the board at Felicia Michaels. And you could do me a big favor, and you can go over to Amazon, and you can check out my feature documentary that I directed, which is now on Amazon, called Pervs.
It's really good. I just watched it.
Oh, thank you for saying really that. Good. And if you could leave a rate and review on that, that would be awesome. And also leave a rate and review for the Liars Club.
Yeah, I'm the Austin Walker on everything, and please follow our social media, which is the Liars Club 1 on Instagram and Liars_Club. I do that every single time on Twitter. Also, thank you to Kenneth and Leah and Jason. And
thank you guys.
She's going to use that later. Thank you guys for playing along. We're going to keep putting up great videos on our YouTube. Subscribe to that. Subscribe to the Comedy Stores. And I think that's all I got.
All right. Well, follow me at Jess Wellington 2 across the board. We have our show at the Ice House every second Friday of the month. So check that out. And you guys, we'd love to have you sometime.
And follow Mike on stuff too.
Yeah, Michael Evans.
Yeah, Mike in the booth. He's great. We're going up to Washington and Oregon here next week.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Check me out. High Five Michael on Instagram. And yeah, look for Jessica and I's dates through the Northwest in the next month or so.
He won't do his Twitter handle because it's so fucked up.
Stupid.
No, I'm not worth following on Twitter.
Yes. But you're great on Instagram.
All right. Thank you, guys. And you've been lied to.